Landlords can once again put renters out on the street after a federal moratorium on evictions expired yesterday. The protection had been in place since September. Housing advocates now fear a surge in homelessness at a time when COVID cases are once again on the rise. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger. She's CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So why wasn't the eviction moratorium extended? It's been extended three times before.
Well, the Supreme Court voted to not to allow eviction programs to be extended and to let it expire on July 31st. And Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote that Congress, not the White House, is the body that needs to provide rental assistance to those in need due to the pandemic. So essentially, the Supreme Court says, Congress, you want this extended, then you've got to pass new legislation, and Congress failed to do so.
Well, Congress has done a little bit. They set aside nearly $50 billion in rental assistance, and there's been a lot of reporting lately that says much of that money, a lot of it, has not been used yet. Why not? What's happened to the money?
Yeah, it's really disheartening with, as you said, almost $47 billion. Only $3 billion of the aid actually got into the hands of people who needed it. And I think the issue is that unlike other federal stimulus programs like enhanced unemployment benefits, there was no existing process in place for distributing government rental aid. So think of it almost like the payroll protection. Like, it was so clunky getting that thing going and getting a system right in place. And, you know, I think that state and local governments were given somewhat of a blank slate to design these programs according to their own priorities. Some say they wanted to prioritize low-income renters, others to landlords. But essentially, all of these changes are really slow to implement.
Do we know who is going to be hit the hardest here? In other words, maybe renters in certain areas of the country are more likely to get evicted than others?
Well, overall, there is an estimated 3.6 million Americans who right now, starting today, are probably at the risk of eviction. Low income and people of color much more likely to be behind on their rent. A little more than 10% of white renters are in arrears, owe their landlords money. 25% of black renters aren't current on their rent. But you're right. It looks like renters in the southern states seem to be most vulnerable. And I think that's because there's a lot of landlord-friendly laws on the books. So Mississippi and South Carolina, Georgia tenants, they are really going to be seeing pretty tough times ahead.
Jill, we talk a lot about personal finance. What does an eviction do to people's finances for the long term? And how hard is it then to get back on your feet after an eviction?
Yeah, this is the part that's really worrisome to folks like me who follow things like credit scores and credit records, because an eviction is like the big major ding on your record. Now, it is clear that you can explain to somebody, hey, this was COVID related, but still, evictions show up on credit reports or in background checks. And gosh, it's really hard to find landlords or rental agents who would look beyond the recent past. I just got on the phone with someone I know in the rental business here in New York City, and she said, really, the most important thing is to tell the truth because it's going to show up. Maybe bring good reference letters, and if possible, you could get a co-signer who doesn't have an eviction in their rental history. I think that could be a real positive step forward for lots of folks.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Good to speak with you, as always.
Thanks for having me.